I'm guessing what he's saying, though, is that the Bush administration, rightfully or wrongfully, made such a mess of it that he had to spend so much money, and as a consequence, and he's going to say that he needs four more
Bush
years to get us out of it.
Spend that money.
I'm just saying what I think.
I'm
not defending him. I'm telling you what I think he's saying.
But fine, let him keep doing that, because the American people see that as a weak leader. That's not somebody who's in charge. That's somebody who's making excuses. And we do not like to elect people president of the United States who are excuse makers. We want a president to be big and bold. And remember, on January 10th of 2009, he said, let me tell you exactly what will happen. If you want to know exactly what will happen, take a look at this report, which will show you if you pass the stimulus, unemployment today would be 5.7%. There'd be 13 million more Americans working. That's what he said his policy would do. Now, either his policy didn't work or he deliberately misled us. Either way, he's responsible for it.
What else can he do?
The one thing that he could have done was last year begin to lay the predicate for a bold, forward-looking agenda. Say, I'm going to reform the tax code. I'm going to tackle entitlements. I'm going to put our fiscal house in order.